Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Beyer. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7, Saturdays at 1, from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs I love and occasionally put in something odd or strange, a reading or maybe a joke, and I call those things wombats. And I don't have any wombats planned tonight for a change, but I've got a lot of music. It's a mix of some pop and a lot of gospel tonight. I guess I'm in a gospel mood. And I'm going to start off with one. This is Wayfaring Stranger by Natalie Merchant. And it has a what I think of as a lonesome mountain sound. And that's my kind of music.
That was
Wayfarer and Stranger by Natalie Merchant. Well, change of pace. Next is a country song. This is Mo Bandy, Till I'm Too Old to Die Young. And I often comment that I find country music very much like poetry to me. I don't like a lot of poetry. I like some, but country music definitely is the kind of poetry I like. I'm going to read you the words to this song before I play it. And I have accomplished this goal. I am too old to die young. And I have lived to see what my children have become. And I'm going to see my grandchildren next week. So here's the song, I'm Too Old to Die Young. If life is like a candle bright, death must be the wind. You can close your windows tight, and it still comes flowing in. So I will climb the highest hill and watch the rising sun. And I pray that I don't feel the chill till I'm too old to die young. Let me watch my children grow to see what they become. Oh, Lord, don't let that cold wind blow till I'm too old to die young. Now, I have had some dear, sweet friends I thought would never die. Now, the only thing that's left of them is the teardrops in my eyes. If I could have one wish today and know it would be done, well, I would say everyone could stay till they're too old to die young. Let me watch my children grow to see what they become. Oh, Lord, don't let that cold wind blow till I'm too old to die young.
If life is like a candle bright, death must be the wind. You can close your window tight, and it still comes blowing in. So I will climb the highest hill and watch the rising sun. And I pray that don't feel the chill till I'm too old to die young. Let me watch my children grow to see what they become. Oh Lord, don't let that cold wind blow till I'm too old to die young. Now I have had some dear sweet friends I thought would never die. Now the only thing that's left of them is the teardrops in my eyes. If I could have one wish today and know well, I would say everyone could stay till they're too old to die young. Let me watch my children grow to see what they become. Oh, Lord, don't let that cold wind blow till I'm too old young. Let me watch my children grow to see what they become. Oh Lord, don't let that cold wind blow till I'm too old to die young.
That was Till I'm Too Old to Die Young by Mo Bandy. And now comes another one of my favorite country musicians. This is John Hartford, who's a fiddler par excellence. He's also a great banjo player and a singer. And I just love his fiddle style. It's just joyful and free. And this is a good example. This is the Big Rock Candy Mount.
One evening as the sun went down and the jungle fires were a-burning, down the track came a hobo a-hiking, and he said, "Boys, I'm not turning. I'm a-headed for a land that's far away beside that crystal fountain. I'll see you all this coming fall in the Big Rock Candy Mountain. Oh, the buzzing of the bees in the cigarette trees, by the soda water fountains, by the lemonade springs where the bluebird sings in the Big Rock Candy Mountain." Rock Candy Mountains, it's a land that's fair and bright. The handouts grow on bushes and you sleep out every night. The boxcars are all empty and the sun shines every day. Bound to go where there ain't no snow, where the sleet don't fall and the wind don't blow in the Big Rock Candy Mountain. Oh, the buzzing of the bees in the cigarette trees, by the soda water fountains, by the lemonade spring where the bluebird sings in the Big Rock Candy Mountain. In the Big Rock Candy Mountain, you never change your socks. Little streams of alcohol come a-trickling down the rocks. Oh, the shacks all have to tip their hats and the railroad bulls are blind. There's a lake of stew and a ginger ale too, and you can paddle all around it in a big canoe in the Big Rock Candy Mountain. Oh, the buzzing of the bees and the cigarette trees, by the soda water fountains, by the lemonade spring where the bluebird sings in the Big Rock Candy Mountain. Jails are made of tin. You can slip right out again as soon as they put you in. There ain't no short-handled shovels, no axes, saws, or picks. I'm bound to stay where you sleep all day, where they hung the jerk that invented work in the Big Rock Candy Mountain. Oh, the buzzing of the bees in the cigarette trees, by the soda water fountains, by the lemonade spring where the bluebird sings in the Big Rock Candy Mountain.
That was John Hartford and the Big Rock Candy Mountain. We live in the Bible Belt here in this part of Virginia, and there are a lot of people who sing this kind of music I'm going to play next. This is an example of part of the ethos of where I live, part of the way people feel and think, and I love it. It makes me feel at home. I don't necessarily believe a lot of what they believe, but I certainly like what they say, their sincerity, their honesty, and this song catches all of that. It's called Hereafter, And, well, I won't tell you any more about it. I'll just let you draw your own conclusions.
Oh, Sinew, get ready. There's coming a day. And if you are not ready to go, all of God's children shall be called away, and you will be left here below. There's coming a morning, and soon it shall be, when I will be leaving for home. All of my loved ones are waiting for me, where no sorrow will ever be known. Getting ready for glory, preparing for my heavenly home. If you're not here after what I'm here after, you'll be here after I'm gone. See Jesus returning at last, and I feel that it's just about time. I won't have to worry about things of the past or what I'll be leaving behind. If you left here after the trumpet has blown, thereafter you'll see me no more. I won't be here after, 'cause I'm going home. Thereafter I'll be with my Lord. I'm here getting ready for glory, preparing for my heavenly home. If you're not here after what I'm here after, you'll be here after I'm gone. If you're not here after what I'm here after, you'll be here after I'm gone.
That was Hereafter by the Lonesome River String Band. And now we're going to change moods a little bit. A lot of people here try to raise their children right, you know. Take him to church and teach him what's good, and sometimes succeed. Merle Haggard sings songs about people who often didn't succeed, and this one's about a young man who ended up in prison. Merle Haggard himself spent some time in prison, but he wasn't, as this guy, in for life. But the song is called Mama Tried.
First thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind but Mama tried. The one and only rebel child from a family meek and mild, my mama seemed to know what lay in store. Out of all my Sunday learning, towards the bad I kept on turning, till Mama couldn't hold me anymore. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried. Dear old daddy, rest his soul, left my mom a heavy load. She tried so very hard to fill his shoes, working hours without rest, wanted me to have the best. She tried to raise me right, but I refused. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried.
That was Mama Tried by Merle Haggard. Phyllis and I, my wife and I, are going to a music camp this summer, Pine Woods Music Camps, Country Dance and Song Society in Plymouth, Massachusetts. And we went a few years ago, 2 years ago, and one of the people there is a woman named Alice Backer. I first met Alice about 40 years ago. She was a fiddler then, and she's a fiddler now. And at the campers concert 2 years ago, this is the song Alice played, and it's called Mrs. Jameson. So here is Alice Backer on the fiddle. That was Alice Backer at the campers concert at Pine Woods Camp 2 weeks, 2 years ago, playing Mrs. Jameson. I have a son, Paul, who is somewhat musical, quite musical, and one time I introduced him to someone and I said, Paul's very musical, but he doesn't play an instrument. And Paul said, Dad, my voice is my instrument. And he's right. My favorite instrument is the human voice. But after that, fiddle and banjo. We just had a piece with an instrumental, all fiddle, and just to keep the mood going, I'm now going to bring you an instrumental piece, all banjo. This is called The Wind That Shakes the Barley, played in clawhammer style. was The Wind That Shakes the Barley, clawhammer banjo style. And while I'm in this kind of mood, I think I'll throw in another gospel tune. This is Just a Rose. One way of looking at this is that the singer is saying, I don't want a fancy funeral. However, I think it's a good bit deeper than that.
Oh, the time has come for me leaving. I'll bid this world adieu. Don't spend your money for flowers. Just a rose will do. I'm a-going to a beautiful garden after this life's work is through. Don't spend your money for flowers. Just a rose will do. I don't want no weeping and wailing when I have passed away. Just have some old time singing as they lay me neath the clay. I'm a-going to a beautiful garden after this life's work is through. Don't spend your money for flowers, just a rose will do. Just have an old-time preacher to preach the gospel so true. Don't want...
The kind of music they play is called old-time, and...
Rose will do. I'm a-going to a beautiful garden after this life's work is through. Don't spend your money for flowers, just a rose will do.
That was Just a Rose Will Do. And now I think I'll throw in a little banjo and fiddle music just to liven things up a bit. And then we'll have a little more gospel and we'll finish out with some more popular things. This is Down on Penny's Farm.
Song, play it till you ride, but you may think it's wrong. They make you mad, but it means no harm. Just about the runners. the trembling hand can pay what I hold, what I pay, what I can. Down to the merchant, and the merchant make a call. Put you on the chain, can't go pay it off. It's a hard time in the country, out on Penny's Bar.
That was Down on Penny's Farm by Natalie Merchant. I want to talk about that kind of music a little bit. We went to Carter Fold Saturday night. Many of you know all about Carter Fold, but for those who don't, I'll just fill you in a little bit. Bristol, Virginia, in the area, is known for two things. One is NASCAR, Bristol Motor Speedway. I meet people up north or out in California, and I'll tell them where I'm from, and either they've never heard of it, or they'll say, "Oh, there's a NASCAR track there, isn't there?" "Yeah," I'll say, "there is." Or sometimes they'll say, "Isn't that where Carter Fold is? Isn't it near there?" Bristol, as you probably know, is the birthplace of country music. The big bang of country music started there, recording 70-some years ago, I think. I don't have the dates. They were talking about it at Carter Fold. Anyway, the Carter family was part of the original big bang of country music. And they've got this place in Hilton's, Virginia, about a half hour out of Bristol. And they can probably seat, I'd say, 400 or 500 people there now. And they have live music every Saturday night. And it really is a trip. Usually banjo, fiddle, guitar, mandolin, that sort of thing. Last week was, Park Mountain String Band. Mark Handy is the banjo player. And he's a trip. he's a dancer and a singer. And it was just a trip. It was wonderful to watch the people. They do a lot. Everyone dances. I shouldn't say that. A lot of people dance. And they dance clogging style. And those who do it well, their shoulders hardly move at all. You can really dance up a storm and not put a lot of energy. It doesn't wear you out like some dancing. And they get out there and clog. I'd say almost. And occasionally they'll play a two-step, a waltz or something, you know, and a different kind of dancing. Anyway, it was fun to watch. And my wife and I went. We took her granddaughter and her best friend and enjoyed the show. I spoke with Mark Handy a little bit. He's a cousin of my fiddle teacher, and he has a great time making music. He'd played the night before at the Floyd Country Store, another venue for this kind of music. And then he had a clinic in Wise during the afternoon. I think it's a free clinic for people who need medical help, and got there. He hadn't had much sleep, but the band was going strong. The kind of music they play is called old time, and it's very similar to bluegrass, but a little more gentle, a little more harmony, or at least a different kind of harmony, and I like it even better. But there's bluegrass, old time, and then there's country music and gospel music, and of course there are all sorts of subgenres in there, and I've been playing a lot of traditional, these are all traditional music, and I've been playing mostly that tonight. I have one more of these traditional songs. And then we're going to switch over and play some more modern things. And the next one is called Rock of Ages. And so it's gospel.
Well, gonna see the rock of ages till my body gives out. Gonna read the gospel pages. Moses heard a voice. He called him up the mountain. 40 days, had said, when Moses come a shouting, round, round, wanna go round, wanna see the rock of ages. When my body gives out, gonna read the final pages.
That was Rock of Ages by Gillian Welch. And now, as I mentioned before, we're going to move into more modern music. The next one up is Pure Love by Ronnie Milsap. So many songs are about love having difficulties or things like that. But this one, I think, is just pretty much a dedication to what it's like to be in love.
Baby, it's pure love. Milk and honey and Captain Crunch and you in the morning. Pure love, baby, it's pure love. 99 and 44 100% pure love. I wake up with sunshine laying beside me, bluebirds singing right outside my window. Soft warm kisses say good morning. Then I get breakfast in bed. You know you make me so happy. With pure love, baby, it's pure love. Milk and honey and Captain Crunch and you in the morning.
Was Pure Love by Ronnie Milsap. And next up is They All Fall Apart. There's a movie, Jane Van Mansfield's Cadillac, and this song was in it. And Owen Hatfield, I believe, is the singer. He was the author of the song. And this is his version of They All Fall Apart.
What were they thinking? And what were living with any regrets? could fly was the man in the truck hauling clouds of bad luck. Are his hands full of tears that won't dry? The darkness is heavy but light as a feather. The end is just really the start.
That was They All Fall Apart by Owen Hatfield. The next song is by Paul Simon. It's called Late in the Evening. Simon and Garfunkel, Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel, were among my favorite singers. I've probably played more songs by the two of them and added Paul Simon than any other single artist on this show over the years. Paul Simon's solo work often has terrific rhythm, just he experiments with rhythm, and this is one of those songs. It's called Late in the Evening. I like the song, but I'm kind of fascinated by the rhythm. It's just different. I know he was influenced by African rhythms. He went to Africa, but this one really has something going on. So this is Late in the Evening by Paul Simon.
And when I come back to the room, everybody just seemed to move, and I turned my that I love you. And it was late in the evening, and all the music seeping through.
That was Late in the Evening by Paul Simon. Well, I'm going to talk about music a little bit. And one of my favorite quotes I read years ago was something along the lines of, talking about music is like dancing about architecture. I used to think that mean it was hopeless and nonsense. And I don't think that so much anymore. I think dancing about architecture might be one of the best ways to describe or express one's feeling about architecture. Anyway, talking about music, the next song, What's Love Got to Do with It, is really a different kind of thing, because basically the woman is saying in the song that it's Tina Turner. She's saying that love doesn't matter. You know, it's got nothing to do with it. And yet the song has its own message. It's as if Cupid were floating around saying, "You silly fool. You don't even know what's happening to you. You don't even realize you're in love." And that's what one of the things about music can do. It can have like a double or a triple meaning. Here's the singer saying, what's love got to do with it? And you, the listener, if you get hit right or hit the way I get hit, whether it's right or wrong, you know that love has a lot to do with it. So we're now going to hear Tina Turner saying, what has love got to do with it?
You must understand, the touch of your hand makes my pulse react, that it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl while possess a track. It's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than. I've got cause to be, there's a name for it, there's a phrase that fits. But whatever the reason, you do it for me. Oh, what's love got to do? It's got to do with it.
Oh,
That's Tina Turner singing What's Love Got to Do with It? That was the last song of the show. You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music each week at Monday nights at 7, Saturdays at 1, and we're also streaming on the web at WEHCFM.com, so you can pick us up anywhere in the world if you can figure out the time zones and get on the internet. And Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs I love and occasionally throw in something odd like a wombat, although some of my music is kind of wombatish in itself. But not always. Tonight, I didn't have a real wombat. I suppose Alice playing the fiddle might be considered a wombat since it's not a commercial recording. It was every week I get to pick out songs I love. And I'm constantly looking for songs I love. If I'm in the car and have the radio on, or I'm watching a TV show or a movie, and all of a sudden something penetrates through my consciousness and says, hey, I like that, I immediately pull out my iPhone and use Shazam to find out what is that song and who's recorded it. Then I go home and look for it. Usually on iTunes, I can find it. Sometimes I have to look further afield, but I can often find almost any song that I run into. And that's where I get a lot of the music from. I am going to a music camp this year, and I'll probably pick up some more songs there. In the meantime, it's time to end the show. And every week when I end this show, I always ask you all to join me in something. Encourage you to do so anyway. And what do I ask you to do? I ask you to join me in celebrating. Help me celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.